George, I have been listening to your broadcast all night. It has blown away all the other coverage on TV and radio, and I've been chomping at the bit, and I'm so honored to be part of this historical broadcast. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Hey, what do you think? I would hate to be John Zogby when people go to bed and wake up again. How could he miss these two big states?
Well, Zogby is normally one of the most accurate polls out there. In fact, one of his polls in New York said 49% of New Yorkers believe the government was involved in 9/11. And overall, he's generally pretty accurate. I mean, it's hard to call these things. And bottom line, it's like the alien versus predator. No matter who wins, we lose. I mean, everybody's talking about, oh, my gosh, Kerry lost or Bush won. What are we going to do? This has been a staged election because the two selectees that we were able to vote on really have the same policies on the free trade area of the Americas, that is the Pan-American Union, George. Patriot Act 2 has passed the House and Senate. It's now in conference, about to go to the President. It has a total national ID card in it. You'll have to have that to have a job, standardizing the state driver's license to be that. They're both for open borders. And Bush is going to be a lame duck now. The big news is we're all focused on the presidency here. The Republicans have won an all-time record in the House. They got a whole bunch of seats there and record seats in the Senate. So they've got the legislative, they've got the judicial with the Supreme Court, 7 of the 9, and they've got the executive and 30-plus state governors. They better start repealing gun laws. They better shut down those borders and put the military there if we're under such al-Qaeda threat with Chechens with suitcase nukes coming across. So, again, on real issues, I don't see a difference between Bush and Kerry. People who say that Kerry is this, not this hawkish person, he's talking about invading Iran. And so the establishment has won here. I wish it would have been Michael Bagnarek, who Coast to Coast has interviewed, or I wish it would have been Michael Perutka, the Constitution Party. Now, this is amazing. We're losing our freedoms, and this new national ID card, Patriot Act 2, George, has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. In fact, on PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, I have the Associated Press from last week where a woman in St. Helens with a small 2,000-square-foot toy store had this thing called Magic Cube, a knockoff of the Rubik's Cube, which they admit the patent's out on. She had two Homeland Security officers visit her, and they said, we're over the entire economy and infrastructure protection and patents. So our borders are open, but they can send two agents 100-plus miles out of Portland,
right,
up to Mount St. Helens to go and visit her and say, listen, you're over here and you've got a knockoff of the Rubik's Cube that may not be legal. That makes my aorta veins bulge out of my throat, George.
You are sort of the appetizer for our program with you Wednesday night, Alex. And the fact that we are losing some rights, it appears to me that if there are globalists on this planet, they're going to have a field day, because what is happening now, and I'm not knocking what's going on in terms of this election by any means, but it seems like the floodgates are now open, and whatever happens is going to happen pretty darn fast.
Well, I was listening to you last Friday night, kept me up all night. And my wife is shaking me in the morning, get up. But I heard you talking about how you think the attack's coming after the election in the new year.
Yes.
I totally agree. And I heard Steve Quayle, and I totally agree with him. I'm no fan of Osama bin Laden. I can't stand Iran. I know these people hate us. But at the same time, there's a larger force behind this that's over our government as well. And America is on the sacrificial block. And I want to know what Bush is going to do about the high-tech layoffs are going to get 7 times worse. I want to know why Bush is saying a low-value dollar is a good thing. It's not. They've been told to do this, and they're just puppets. And as soon as we start focusing on that, we'll start getting our freedoms back. But they're setting up a systematic police state. And then I also heard Steve talking about this bin Laden video. Look, George, 2 years ago, we have the video of this up in the news articles where they quietly admitted it was fake. They put this fat bin Laden with a giant nose in a dark room, and they did a voice print analysis, major universities did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Osama bin Laden. Now we have this new bin Laden. Look, I've got an article right here. Steve McQueen, dead since 1980, is out pitching Mustangs for Ford and other cars. You can't tell that it's not Steve McQueen.
That's true.
So this is old technology, shades of the Running Man. I don't believe any of this. And The newspapers called the CIA and said, have you done voice print? And they said, no, doesn't it look like him? And now we're getting news that voice print's been done. It's not him from old recordings that we know were Bin Laden from 10 years ago. And voice print's 100%, folks. It's just like a fingerprint or any other biometric system off of our personal identifiers. So, and look, I'm not the one saying this. George Bush's own White House staff told New York Daily News, and this is reported to be from Karl Rove, anything that makes people nervous about their personal safety helps Bush. He called it a little gift from Bin Laden, the speech. So this whole thing stinks to high heaven. We have a Pentagon that's been caught planting fake news articles or letters from troops in newspapers that set up the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence, who said they're going to lie to us. This is part of a larger plan, and we're meant to fail in Iraq and then have the UN come in as the good cop and the savior. This is all about making Europe preeminent, and it's a very, very sophisticated game. That
absolutely, and you are right on the button. There is this group out there, Alex, that would love to topple the United States, would love to topple our way of government, and they, whoever they may be, are doing whatever they can to create a problem for us. We're not just fighting terrorism. We're fighting an international group of people who are out to topple us, aren't we?
We are, and whether it's Russian leaders or Chinese leaders or George Bush's daddy, they all talk about this New World Order, and it's nothing more than elaborate theater. And looking forward now to 2008, what I'm really worried about is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because imagine in a foreign country if somebody said, well, we want to have a foreign leader be our president or prime minister, people would laugh at that. But Austria has a history of sending minions into foreign countries, Poland and Germany, to take over. And Schwarzenegger has now got the Democrats, the Republicans. He went on 60 Minutes. He said, yeah, I want to get rid of the 22nd Amendment. Mm-hmm. It's been introduced in the House and Senate. After we have another big terror attack, they're going to institute a constitutional convention where the entire Bill of Rights can be rewritten. It may be for some flag-burning amendment or some gay marriage distraction, but the real thing is to get Schwarzenegger set up for 2008, and you ask, how will conservatives vote for this? I mean, two-thirds of conservatives in California don't think he should be able to run for president, and it's even higher with Democrats, four-fifths. How will they do that? They're going to run Schwarzenegger against someone who's hated, Hillary Clinton in 08, and so I'm starting a movement right now to oppose this. We need American-born...
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. We cannot change those amendments.
Well, I hope Schwarzenegger is listening, and I hope he knows that we're going to stand up for the sovereignty of this country.